Hello, welcome to the City of Morro Bay Tourism Improvement District Advisory Board meeting. Today is Thursday, July 11th. It is 9:02 for the record. I will call this meeting to order. I do want to note John Myers is teleconferencing, and Joan should be hopefully showing up here any minute. I did not hear that she was not being here, so I think she's just a minute or two late. So hopefully she will join us here in just a minute. So I will open it up to public comment. After that.
Good morning, John Solu, business owner in Morro Bay. Thank you for all your hard work in the last few months and changing the direction. And I wanted to also welcome John Sorgenfrey, but I guess he's coming at 10 because I might be here a little early. But I just wanted to make a couple of comments. For number one, I called our prior contractor, thanked them for their service for on behalf of a lot of the hotels, because we had a kind of a mini meeting a couple of days ago, and we felt that we needed to do that to them, and so we called Barnett and Cox. One thing that was kind of concerning, one thing they did tell me is that they followed the marketing plan to the T that was put together last year by the board. But unfortunately, in the last 5-6 months, we basically received no direction or communication through the City of Morro Bay or any Morro Bay staff members. So, but they did follow it to the T because they felt that in the prior year and a half, they had made a lot of adjustments for the marketing plan, but in the last 6 months, they felt that that communication wasn't there. But they did follow their contract to the T, but I just wanted to thank them. Number two, a little bit of controversial, but I'm going to make the comment anyway. For those few of us that sit up there, we have millions of dollars of assets in this town. Everything was going great, and we have new supply with new inventory and new product online. Hopefully we'll see the growth that we've been seeing, but I think for those of us in the hotel business, we should look on our books for the month of July. You'll see the alarming things that are coming forward to us. Because there's quite a few, just taking this weekend as an example, there's quite a few rooms that are available. Hotels that are usually sold out have rooms available Friday and Saturday. So a few things are coming up. So a few alarming things are coming up. If you go into morrobay.org, you'll be able to see those. So with the millions of dollars of assets a few of us have that are sitting up there, including myself, I just hope that we do not do a Russian roulette with two bullets in it and change directions drastically and really affect our business for the future. So, but we need to stay ahead of our competitors. You need to constantly think of that. We've been doing it for the last 2 years, and we need to continue doing that for the next years to come. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, John. Is there anybody else that would wish to address the board? Okay, seeing none, I'll go ahead and close public comment. And I'll move forward to board announcements. Jane?
Yes, I just want everybody to know who read the Bay News that Menorah Duck is back. It was floating in the bay, and we actually got it retrieved from somebody that was in their boat who read the article. So I want to thank Neil Farrell at the Bay News, because I'm sure nobody else would have known where that duck belongs. So Menorah Duck is back in its pond with his duck mates. Thank you.
Alex, any public or any announcements?
No.
Want me to, Joan?
Good morning. Just wanted to let everyone know that the Recreation Parks Department is still accepting sign-ups for fall soccer season. And if you or your family qualify for free meals or reduced lunch program through the school district, you also qualify to receive a grant from the Morro Bay Community Foundation for your child to play recreational and youth sports and to be involved in recreational and youth activities through the Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Department, and we will cover up to 40% of your fees. So we are excited to offer those opportunities to children within our Estero Bay community, and we hope that you step forward and take advantage of them.
Thank you, Joan. Nick, any announcements?
I just want to say that we came off of a record-breaking week, I think, for most of the restaurateurs that I spoke with. For the week of July, you know, being on a Thursday was a four-day weekend, basically. But the whole week was just jammed with people. I had a lot of people comment on how full the town was. So that was great to see, and hopefully we can continue that momentum.
Karen?
None.
I will back on to John real quick and say we do want to thank BCA for all their hard work over the last couple of years that we worked with them. And hopefully, you know, as everybody knows, we're on a paid, you know, basically Karen's working with different vendors, and it doesn't mean that BCA is not out. If she wants to go and work with them in the future, she may choose to do that. So just want to state that, because we do appreciate all their work. They've done a great job. And if there's meetings going on in the background, we'd love to be part of those. So if there's these backdoor meetings, please include us. We'd love to hear the feedback. So I know there was some mention of there being a meeting. So in the future, we'd love to be part of that. I'll move on to approval of the minutes. We've got on here approval of April 11th minutes. I'm hoping everybody's had an opportunity to review those minutes. And I'll look for a motion.
I make a motion to approve the April 11th.
I'll second.
<That's> fine.
So I hear a second. Any discussion? Okay, I'm going to poll us because John Myers is on the telephone. So I'm going to start with you, John.
Yes. Yes.
Jane.
Yes.
Alex.
Yes.
Joan.
Sure.
Michelle. Aye. Karen.
Aye.
Nick?
Aye.
Okay, all in favor? Are we all approved? We are approved. Okay, moving on to unfinished business. There is none. And then I will move on to our monthly reports, which I'll turn it over to Karen Moss, the Executive Director's Report.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Board. Morning, those in the audience. Since our last meeting, we held our annual stakeholders meeting and provided wrap-up activities and accomplishments of the past year, discussed our future direction and our collaborations for the future. For those who didn't attend, we sent out a written report to all of the stakeholders. We participated in an event forum with the Chamber, sharing best practices and event marketing tips. We had excellent collaboration and feedback from the attendees, and we were able to further explain the Bureau's role as a marketing conduit as opposed to our being an event producer. We're assisting the 50th Anniversary Committee with developing concepts and partnerships. We're currently seeking a strategic alliance with the California State Parks 150th Anniversary activities. Over the 4th of July, we had a booth at the Morro Bay 4th, and we did a survey of the crowd as to how many people, this is kind of an unscientific survey, just people who came to our booth, and we did an enter to win. And I was surprised to see over one-third of the people that we talked to and we met were from out of the area and were staying overnight. We will put that database together and be able to give you a clearer report later. We had a booth at Sunset Celebration in June 1 and 2 in Menlo Park. We met thousands of people from out of the area and added 835 new names to our database. The feedback we received about Morro Bay was very positive. We did a pet-friendly fam tour with 25 journalists. We got significant publicity and created a special trifold to promote businesses and hotels that are pet-friendly. As you know, this is a big national trend and one that we are taking good advantage of. I had initial meetings with journalists from the Bay Area travel writers to develop a fall fam trip that will take place during the Oyster Festival and have a romantic Morro Bay weekend theme. We're doing a fam trip in conjunction with the VCB also in October. It's called Fitcation, and it's 40 women bloggers experiencing outdoor activities. the Visitor Center report. Thank you, Ed Krovitz, for your assistance with this. Our Visitor Center is open 7 days a week from 9 to 5 and will stay open later when necessary to meet special event and visitor needs. Since our last TBID report in April, we have doubled our daily visitor count. We are now averaging over 45 visitors a day. As you know, there's been some delay in getting our signage up, and it's only because they, whatever brackets they ordered weren't the right size, and they've had to reorder. So I'm told that the brackets are here very soon, and all of our citywide visitor center signage will be up. Most of the requests for information are about recreation, activities, and dining. We're also getting more regular inquiries about real estate in the area. We're experiencing an increase in questions regarding Big Sur, Hearst Castle, and the North Coast. And we want to remind all of our hospitality partners that many of you still do not have rack card representation. We have more than adequate space to accommodate all of you who supply us with a standard rack card. And I urge you to call and speak to one of our travel counselors about the size those rack cards need to be and any sizes for posters that you want to post outside in our special case. So somebody there can give you specifics, but, you know, we welcome all rack cards. Thank you very much. Are there any questions I can answer?
Does anybody have any questions for Karen? Boys and girls? No? John, do you have any questions for Karen?
No, I think that was a good report.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Karen. We'll move on to new business, which is our adoption of our 2013-2014 Tourism Bureau budget. So as you recall, in the last meeting, we approved our tourism budget for 2013-2014, and so this is basically the TBID approving the Bureau's budget. I want to make sure everybody knows the correct budget. There was a little confusion about budgets, so just so we're all clear, it's the budget with the total revenue of $831,500. That's what we approved at the Bureau. So that is not the correct. Okay. So if anybody...
Yes. On that budget, we didn't mention anything about the second half advertising plan.
So there's two separate issues. You're talking about the media buy proposal. This is the budget. So in this budget, it has the full media buy.
Right. The total.
The total. Right. So the media buy that you're talking about was just the first half of the year. That's separate. That will come out of this budget, but two separate documents.
Okay. Yeah, you just want to make sure.
Michelle, maybe this is what Alex is referring to. When this budget was approved and we'd only been presented with a six-month media buy, I requested that we have a full-year media buy.
That's exactly.
At the same time.
So it did go hand-in-hand with the approval of this budget.
So are we going to have something? That's my question.
Today we have, this afternoon at the Bureau.
Okay.
At the Bureau, there will be discussion, or at 10 o'clock. Not too much later. At 10 o'clock, we'll have the marketing vendors here. They're going to be wanting feedback and stuff from us to prepare that next year, the other second half. But you're not going to see a second half today. That clarifies for later's meeting. That's why they're asking for our feedback.
Okay. I move that we approve the budget. Unless there's any discussion, we just beat it to death at our last meeting. So
right. So everybody has reviewed the $831,500 revenue budget. Okay.
I move that we approve it.
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay. I'm going to poll us. John, all in favor? John Myers. Okay.
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes.
Okay. Yes, you approve. Jane.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes.
Alex.
Yes.
Joan.
Yes.
Michelle. Yes. Karen.
Yes.
Nick.
Yes.
Okay. Budget approved. Okay. Boy, we're going to get some record times today. Look at us, boys. This is awesome. Declaration of future agenda items. So this is the T-bid Do we have any future agenda items for the T-bid?
The only thing that I can think of is that in the past, John Myers has been able to present us with a detailed TOT. I think we're probably going back to review of our monthly TOT within the Bureau, but I think the detailed should be done quarterly on the T-bid agenda.
I'd like to make sure that a detailed profit and loss is supplied to the T-bid, thus supplied to the city quarterly at our meetings.
Okay. Go ahead, Jane.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know if this is T-bid or if this is Bureau. So you can let me know. We get the TOT reports, and, you know, we see strides in hotel receipts, but there are some great variables. For instance, in 2011-2012, we had 922 rooms, and in 2012-2013, we had 906 rooms reporting. I don't understand why there's that variable. And that just would affect predictions of income, and it would give us a better picture of, you know, where our strides are being made.
We might be able to answer that by saying when you see those variables in room count, somebody's got rooms out of inventory for any number of reasons, remodeling. They've been taken out because of, you know, a plumbing issue, some kind of construction issue. So, you know, we've gone through, I think, I would say, in the last 4 years in Morro Bay, if you look back at the room count per month, you see all these all-over variables, and that's because a number of our hoteliers remodeled their rooms, took their rooms out of order, or currently someone's remodeling. And that takes room count out. And I think as we push back into this stabilized economy, you know, the market's up, gas prices are stabilizing, such, that will level off, and we'll go back to having a consistent number of rooms. But, you know, I don't know that that's exactly it. But room count's going to fluctuate based on what's going on in any given one of our 900-plus rooms.
I know it. How many rooms do we have? I mean, I've never seen a consistent count ever. I mean, do we have 922, 916, 907? I don't really know. I thought it was 900 at one point.
I think the way we have reports that we report to city, I think it would be nice if we had something added in there in case of a room down, because it doesn't have that. It has all the percentages and so forth. But it doesn't say if somebody not counting all their rooms. And I think if you had something like that, it would probably give you more accurate information. But because, you know, you're supposed to report exact number of room in your property.
Over 30 days
in service.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
So perhaps we could get an amendment or a supplemental report from Susan saying certain number of rooms. Obviously, this is proprietary, so we're not going to get per property specific information, but she could let us know what the variance is.
Exactly.
If somebody's reporting 10 rooms down, or, you know, a combination of properties are reporting 15 rooms out or whatever, something along that line, I would think that would be a pretty easy request for her.
The reason I bring it up is just because we're also, besides income, we're tracking occupancy. And when we have a total number of rooms and it's askew, down, up, down, up, that really affects occupancy. So I would really like to, that I agree with Karen. I like the idea of this is the total rooms available. This is what has been reported, so that we would know the difference.
But I think, though, too, you got to remember, most hoteliers aren't going to put a room offline if it's during the busy time. So for me to say, oh, I'm taking a room offline for a week, it doesn't mean that room would have been occupied anyways. Does that make sense? And so I think to ask the city, I mean, all we got to do is do math. If they're reporting 906, we know there's 922. Well, what's the difference of 906 from 922? I don't want to make the city do more work that's necessary.
I would suggest, and maybe Karen, you can help us out with this, Karen Moss. I would suggest that Karen Moss just compile an accurate inventory. I mean, we can have somebody at the visitor center, when they're put out the blast, say, exactly how many rooms do you have in your hotel? 58, 32, 22, 19. So add it together, and we do that once a year, so we have an accurate number of room count, maybe at the stakeholders meeting. I don't know when, but you know, we have an accurate number. This is simple math. This doesn't require city resources to go back every month and add an extra line to the TOT report and do an additional spreadsheet. And, yeah, that's just not fiscally
I also think that this percentage should be should take into account the rooms in service. So, in other words, we're looking at total rooms in service versus total rooms reported occupied to come up with our percentage. So that percentage is going to be accurate each month in terms of percentage of occupied, even though the room count fluctuates. So, I mean, the room count, the overall room count fluctuation shouldn't affect that much. The only thing that affects, obviously, is the total revenue. If we have rooms out of service and we're comparing revenue to more rooms the prior year, but that's going to change. But you know, we've been very fortunate in this year in revenues, you know, continuing to go up as rooms have come out of service, as hotels are repairing. So obviously that means our ADR is getting much stronger.
We're getting into a full discussion here, guys. I hate to interrupt us, but we're getting into a discussion. So we need to just, if we want to discuss this, then we need to put it on as a future agenda item for discussion.
I just like to say, if we have those two numbers, we can figure that out per room based on RevPAR. That's okay. Easy to figure out. And maybe John Myers, maybe John, if you're there and you can hear me, maybe this is something you can work with Karen on, a plan, and we can just bring it back in our quarterly TOT reports and we can see it quarterly. Hate to add work to you, but give me a yes or no there.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Can you? Okay. I guess a couple of thoughts, because I agree with Karen B on the quarterly report. Actually, Michelle and I had talked about that, and doing it this month, but that would give us an 11-month report, and we decided that one month away from a full year. Let's wait 1 month on the report. So doing the TOT report quarterly at the TBID meetings is a little awkward, because we wind up with odd periods, you know, 11 versus 12 months. So right. Should we do this at the TBID meeting or at the Tourism Bureau meeting in August would be question number one. And two, Joan, I would be happy to work with Karen and doing that. I think this is pretty simple. You know, if you figure we're running somewhere between, you know, 906 and if there's around 922 rooms, we've got to figure out exactly how many rooms we do have. So I think putting that question out annually is a good idea. And then we're just assuming that everybody is reporting correctly how many rooms they've got online. So I have not ever really even looked at the report that all the hoteliers fill out. So then we can just look at that report, make sure it's clear to the hoteliers so everybody is reporting the same thing. And then we know how many potential rooms we have, how many are actually online for any particular month. It would be a simple process to, I think, accomplish what everybody's asking for. I'd be happy to work with Karen on that.
Okay. So I think for future agenda items, I think what we're going to put on here, and I agree, John and I have talked about this off, not together, but or on camera, but the quarterly reports are not jiving with our quarterly TBID. So we may need to move this to a bureau now that we're back live every month anyways. I think the Bureau should maybe take on the TOT reports, and they can be more thorough, and then we can do them as necessary where you get, you know, 3 full months, 6 months, and a year, because it's really hard to present an 11-month report. Why not present a full year's report? So I think it may just need to get moved to the Bureau, and then it'll still be televised live versus the TBID. Right. Time. So. Okay. And then financial report, I heard profit and loss. Is that correct? Okay. Any other future agenda items? Okay, seeing none.